It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine cargo and shipping activity at the Port of Green Bay, the westernmost port of Lake Michigan, for reference. Port facility expansion there underway. We'll talk about that. And a recent study looks at how the port impacts the area's workforce. Call in with a question, share your thoughts at any point, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dean Hain is Port of Green Bay Director. Dean, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. Let's dig into this economic study first. The takeaway that the port brought in more than $217 million last year. That's around $70 million higher than when the previous report was released in 2017. What can you point to that has led to this growth?
Well, I think we've done a good job of diversifying cargo. And a lot of the cargoes that we're now moving just rely on more human labor. And so that is directly reflected in this economic impact study.
So more human labor, that means more jobs. The port supporting more than 1,600 jobs in Wisconsin. And that, too, is an increase of hundreds of jobs since 2017. But you also say the increase in jobs is from the kinds of cargo passing through the port. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. The port moves about 14 different commodities on an average year. And the petroleum products that we're moving, as well as wood pulp and break bulk cargoes like that, just result in more forklift drivers, truck drivers, dock workers. And then you have the indirect and induced jobs that result from those activities and those additional 300 jobs at the Port of Green Bay.
Do you have labor challenges at your port terminals?
Certainly, everyone's experienced labor challenges. Things seem to have improved. So we're in a much better spot than we were just a couple years ago.
Okay. So, you know, the Port of Green Bay is set to build this new port terminal. Cost of the project has increased by almost $19 million since it was first announced. How is the port covering the unexpected costs of this terminal build?
Well, that certainly is a challenge that we're working to overcome. We do have great local, state, and federal support. You know, unfortunately, we thought we had inadequate amount of funding for the whole project. But with, you know, cost of materials and increased cost of labor, the project has seen a significant increase. But we are optimistic that we'll be able to meet that challenge and secure direct or grant funding to make up the difference.
Dean, can you give us a tour of this new state-of-the-art port facility that will be coming online in the next few years? What will it be like?
Sure. Well, it's a decommissioned power plant that sits at the mouth of the Fox River where it meets the Bay of Green Bay. So it's at the deepest part of our port. It's got direct rail connectivity as well as connection to the interstate. So it's an ideal location for a port facility. Those ships that will visit that site won't have to go through any of the city bridges. So that will be less disruption and just a really efficient state-of-the-art facility, so it'll be dredged to maximum depths, have enough dock space for up to two ships, and then all the shoreside infrastructure will also be part of that development.
Do you think you'll be able to scale up commercial cargo shipping traffic to meet your new capacity load there with the new facility?
Certainly. We're confident we'll be able to expand the port and demonstrate port growth and we really look forward to the next economic impact study in about 5 years with this facility up and running.
Did the infrastructure law that, it's made big investments in the nation's ports, has that meant anything for the Port of Green Bay?
Certainly. Part of our $30 million that we secured, $10 million of it has come from the federal government through a port infrastructure development program, as well as the state's harbor assistance program, and other funding sources have made this a reality. So we thought it would have been a much heavier lift, but with the infrastructure bill and just a desire to invest in infrastructure, we've been able to secure $30 million in 1 year. So the $19 million might take a year or two, but we're confident we can get there as well.
We're talking about recent developments with the Port of Green Bay's port director. Dean Hain is here, and you can join in the conversation at any point. Call in with a question, add your comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Dean, how are supply chain issues, which we saw early on in the pandemic, how are they today in terms of your port terminals?
Well, you know, a lot of the supply chain issues happened at the coast. You know, everyone remembers all the ships unable to offload.
Port of Los Angeles.
Yeah, so those challenges have really heightened the awareness that we need alternative supply chain routes. And the Great Lakes and the waterway are a great growth opportunity to relieve some of that supply chain congestion on the coast. And there's a lot of movements afoot around the Great Lakes to be more resilient and have more cargoes and that coming in and out of the Great Lakes directly into the hinterland of the United States rather than hitting the coast and then being railed and then being trucked.
Do you find that you have to really push for that, lobby for that, to get that cargo moving toward your port and really change shipping routes for some major companies?
Yeah, it is a challenge, but you know, with the challenges that have happened on the coast, the manufacturers and interested parties in those cargoes are looking for different supply chains. So, you know, it's a partnership, public-private partnership, to see these things happen.
Okay, so so keeping those communication lines open and looking for those alternatives and those possibilities. You know, in general, then, is your port traffic pretty predictable and controllable at this point?
Well, you know, we have the 14 commodities that I mentioned that move in and out, and every year some are up, some are down.
Mm-hmm.
So every year is a little different. And, you know, the Port of Green Bay really supplies the agricultural, construction, and manufacturing industries in northeastern Wisconsin. So when they're all rolling and doing well, we see much higher tonnages, but they're not all going at the same time, so to speak. So right now, our port is tracking to be above where we were last year, so that's a good thing, and we're optimistic that the fall here and into early winter, we see a lot of cargo continuing to come into Green Bay.
I wonder if inflationary pressures that, you know, we see in our own lives, are you able to see any of those impacts through your port activity or through your cargo?
Well, getting back to the port project, that's exactly what we're experiencing. That cost increase of that project is driven by inflation and you know, costs of like steel and other things. So we're seeing that on the construction side, certainly on the cargo side. Yes, but maybe not as impactful as that construction project has experienced it.
Port Milwaukee last year reintroduced recreational cruises to its area. Do you foresee any recreational cruising activity at the Port of Green Bay?
Yes, we've had a couple of cruise ships each year the last couple of years. We're hoping to grow that. You know, we find ourselves, you know, tucked down into the Bay of Green Bay. So, you know, as cruise ships, they like to have ports of call and let the people off and enjoy the community for a day. And so we're somewhat challenged in that with the additional travel distance into Green Bay and out to hit the next port. We're not ideally located, but we have so many good amenities in northeastern Wisconsin, and the Packers and the Oneida Tribe and natural beauty and, you know, German and other Dutch heritage that those cruise ships will find us.
Port of call is Lambeau Field, if you could connect the two, right?
Yeah, that's a draw for sure.
So, you know, I'm wondering, too, there's been such a push for ports to have greener systems, to reduce emissions, you know, and really figure out ways to address those, you know, those emissions issues. And I'm wondering if you're looking at that as a port.
Yes, we are. And we are the greenest mode of transportation. We move large volumes of cargo per ton mile with the least amount of fuel consumption, which results in, you know, less emissions. So moving things by water, you know, one ship will take, you know, almost 2,000 trucks off the road, or, you know, 100 rail cars. So when we're doing 200 ships a year, we are already doing, you know, our part for the environment.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, as you look ahead into next year, do you find that you're going to be, you know, trying to grow the more port activity, or do you find that things will stabilize a bit? What do you see in your crystal ball?
Well, we like to look at the port, and we're kind of like a leading indicator. So when the, you know, when the port is doing strong, if we end strong in the fall, that means our industries that we're serving are looking to for a strong beginning of next year. So we're kind of like a 6 month forecaster of the economic environment, because these manufacturers and farmers and construction workers are bringing in raw materials that they're planning to use in the future. So I guess I kind of look at us as a leading indicator of Northeastern Wisconsin's economic outlook.
Yes, that makes sense. Dean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dean Hain is Port of Green Bay Director. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.